Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I saw like a title of an article that said like, we may never make it to Super Earth or something weird like that. And
what?
I was like, what? It was an article about Super Earth and I didn't even.
What is Super Earth?
I can only speculate what it might be about.
Wait, what if.
Speculate.
What if two of us make it to Super Earth and one of us doesn't?
What if you, the way to get to Super Earth is through a breakout room on Zoom?
Oh, hi, Christy. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
How are you?
I just went on a walk.
You've been on a walk. Your what, Christy?
She's hanging in.
Hanging.
Do you not have that phrase?
Yeah, hang tough.
Is that what you say?
No, that's song by, who was the original NSYNC? Who were they? Marky Mark Wahlberg and Donnie Wahlberg.
What?
Oh! New kids on the block.
Kids on the block.
Christy's too young.
Know what you meant, but I thought you were implying that Mark Wahlberg was in the original NSYNC.
I knew what you meant. Clearly, Lizzie and I are the ones making it to Super Earth.
Who do you think would do better in like a United States pop culture like quiz from the 80s or early 90s, Lizzie or me?
That's tough, but it's a challenge I'd like to see played out.
Hey, Lily, you've got to ask us three questions.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not like an expert, but okay, let me think. Okay. Oh, this is a good one because I just learned it. What year did Dawson's Creek come out?
Hang
on. I want to think about it.
I just like happen to have
over. I want to know right now.
I'm just gonna throw out a number. I'm just gonna say like 97.
Wait, I'm gonna say no. You're wrong. I'm gonna say 95.
Do you want me to ask another question and calculate who's winning?
Just tell us the answer.
Okay. Yeah. The winner is Christina Kovacic.
Whoa! Oh my God.
Okay, that was one out of three.
Lizzie, don't come at me with Dawson's Creek facts.
Do you literally, does it not like bother either of you that I just know that and you just both took that as facts?
Oh, I assume you'd Googled it. Right, another question, please.
No, it's just a fact that I know because I just finished watching Little Fires Everywhere. I don't know. I know Christy watched it. Did you watch it, Lizzie?
It's only coming to the UK this Friday. So Adam and I have to watch.
Okay. I really liked it. And we could talk about it next week. But the only thing that I will say that won't give anything away is that it takes place in, I think it's 1997. Oh, wait. See, good thing I'm talking about this because I might be wrong about the year it came out. But anyway, I think you're both wrong, but Christy still gets it because she was closer. I think it was 98. So I was wrong. But the reason is, so it takes place in 97 and the kids in the show, they talk about like pop culture. They watch TV all the time in the 90s and they talk about 90s shows, but Pacey is the dad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so meta.
Oh.
There's a name for that. I just read where like they talk about on Friends, like they'll talk about Reese Witherspoon as like an actress, but then she'll be a character on the show and they won't even reference the fact that she
address it.
Yeah. She's a different character.
Yeah, Winona Ryder that within Friends as well.
So crazy.
Sorry, I'm so lost. There's so many branches to this conversation. I don't know which one to take next. However, where to start?
Well, Christy just the winner of the 90s quiz?
No, we're doing best of three, so we need two more questions.
Okay, fine. I have another. What year did the animated film Toy Story premiere?
Okay. Why is it all about years?
Oh, see, I'm doing this bad.
I'm going to say
you're going in the
90s. I don't know,
95. Okay, I'm going to just say 99.
The winner of this round is Lizzie Pollitt.
Wow.
Yes. Christy, you should have known that because it's one of the movies that I always talk about in my skill where I know every movie in 1995. Okay, the next one won't be year related.
Okay, this is the tiebreaker because we're on one.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
Who was the top recording artist of the 90s?
Globally, full stop.
Globally. And I guess top means had the most hits.
Okay.
I don't even know if I could find this fact.
I have an answer. Christina, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we'll say them after three. Ready? One,
two. Well,
Hold on. This recording artist, like, this might be a dumb question, but does that specify the artist? Like, for example, obviously it's not a band, but is it like...
No, I don't. It could be a band. It could be a band.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Michael Jackson.
Whoa! Okay, well, neither of you are right, so you might as well guess again because you both had the same wrong guess.
Really? Oh,
Hang on, I gotta think.
I mean, I don't know. This website is rateyourmusic.com, so I don't know how factual.
Okay, I've got my answer.
Okay, mine feels wrong, but I got it.
Okay, one, two, three.
Britney
Mariah
Spears.
Carey.
Oh my God, Lizzie is right. Mariah.
Wow.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so happy. I want to thank my family. I want to thank all of my friends. I want to thank my podcast. I want to thank our sponsors. But most of all, I want to thank Christy for getting it.
Can you sing any of her songs? Great hits. Where she hits those high notes?
No, what's your favorite Mariah Carey though song? Mine is You'll Always Be a Part of Me.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm part of you indefinitely.
Well, I did a dance when I was in probably a freshman in high school. We did the All I Want for Christmas Is You, and I kind of was like the star of the dance, and I like lip sync.
Oh my God.
I got to say that.
Oh my
one.
God.
Was
Do you have a video of that?
No.
Your daughter in it.
No, because I like went to this little one-off dance studio by my house just for like extra lessons. So it wasn't the official studio Freddie Finn that we both grew up going
to. I have to say that my favorite photos ever are ones of Christy and Zara when they were kids.
I agree.
In dance. If Christy would let us share some on our Instagram, then you guys have to go and look. They are incredible.
I was just going through old albums, so I'll have to see if I can find a good one.
There's one,
she's such a liar. I have them.
There's one, yeah, I think I've got them saved on my phone.
Yeah, we have
them,
Christy.
No, you don't.
No, Christy, we have them.
We have. I think there was one, if I can recall, where you have, like, your hair braided, and you look like, and you're wearing bandanas like you work in a garage.
That's my favorite one.
I knew that's the one you guys were talking about. I shared it at lunch one day. It got passed around the whole table.
You should be proud.
Yeah, no. Go figure. It was amazing.
What's going on in Long Beach, Christina?
I hired an accountability coach.
Oh,
whoa. He's here with us today.
What Lily, is that?
Lily's holding me accountable. Me. Yeah, Lily. I
wait, I'm getting paid? Awesome.
No. In friendship, no. Relax.
Oh, okay.
You're getting paid in endless brunches at Diane's once this is over.
I was so, I like really thought that you were serious. No, I am your accountability coach.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm so proud.
We just started a couple workouts that like on an app and then like on a sidebar ab workout that we have to do every day. And she texts me. I mean, she's been so aggressive about it anyways. I might as well put her to work.
Wow.
It's honestly, it's kind of a segue into our little competition that we had, because the app that I had Christy sign up for is Tone It Up, because they're doing like a six week summer challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what that woman that I said that I DM'd, Katrina Scott,
who never answered me,
but I did try to DM some other celebs this week.
Oh, wait, this reminds me. Hang on. I want to hear more about Christy's accountability kit. I can't say it. But at the same time, I have to look at if I got any celeb responses.
Lizzie is so popular in her social life. She doesn't even know if celebrities answered her.
Yes.
She's like, oh, maybe.
She's one of those that doesn't check her DMs because she has so many.
You know, they give celebrities like special Twitter accounts. I'm sure they do it for Instagram too.
You mean like the check mark?
Well, no, not just that, but like you get like different insights and a better way of managing it because obviously you're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. I didn't really know.
Hang on. We'll come back to this DM thing because I've got some stories. But so Christy, so Lily is keeping you accountable. Is it working?
This is day three, but I'm pretty motivated. I have a shopping cart full of new workout clothes because nothing gets you like looking cute, you know? And
yep. I agree.
Workouts are really fun because they're like only 20, 25 minutes. I was doing like hour long workouts and I think it just got a little daunting. So I'd rather do like 2 20-minute workouts or 3 20-minute workouts a day than like 1 hour workout. So spread them out.
Yeah.
You know, Lily is just, when she wants to do something, she makes sure it happens. So it's
good. Oh, yeah. Oh, we know.
So
yeah, I'm a pusher, really glad guys. I'm a pusher.
Hey, apart from going to Dunchoin.
Yeah, that's true. That was the one time I can recall she didn't get her way. And man, was that a mood killer for the rest of us.
Yeah, I threw a gassy fit after that one.
Oh. Yeah. She went full.
Oh, shit. I just dropped my tea all over the floor.
That's what you get for the fit you threw over.
Oh, God. You have no idea. I dropped it all under the bed. How am I going
to clean this? Karma came full circle.
It's everywhere. Oh, my God.
Well, look, if any listeners want the full Don Choin story, they have to listen back to our off-road specials from Ireland last year. Well, I'm excited to see how this relationship develops.
Yeah, we'll see if we remain friends after this, but
it's an ab challenge too. Did you already say that?
Yeah, well, I kind of implied, but yeah, we're doing the app and then on top of that, we're doing an ab challenge. And then I still have 2 more weeks of a squat challenge. So
her squat challenge is nuts.
Yeah, like I think tell her
how many you're going to be doing.
Today I have to do 100 and hold on. Give me a second. I want to give you.
Have you ever heard of anything like this? Who does 100 something squats?
So today I have to do 150, but then it goes up to 250 on the last day.
That's so crazy.
All in one go.
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't that nuts?
That is crazy.
If the listeners looked me up, they would think I was in shape, but I'm not.
Oh my God.
You're in shape.
Maybe I will be. You're not fit.
You're fit.
You're so well fit.
As your accountability coach, I'd really like you to take accountability for your own beauty and fitness level. And please stop slandering your name to the listeners.
This is why I hired
you. God, someone should pay me. Someone should pay me.
Not me, because I'm your guinea pig. If you find success in this, then you can find a way to monetize it.
You will pay me in testimonial, though.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's good.
Maybe, what's it called? Tone It Up. Maybe they should be paying us for this free publicity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If Katrina Scott would ever answer my DMs.
Oh, which nicely segues into what we were just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had any success with any celebrities this week?
I really hope someone did because it's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, I didn't, but I got really creative, I think.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I've had a celebrity message me on Instagram.
Oh, thank Stop. God someone did.
Stop. I know. Of course it's Lizzie.
Yeah.
Tell the story. Tell us everything.
I'm sorry. Should we start with how we failed and then end with like how you had success?
Yeah, that's probably the best order of things.
Lily, do you want to start?
Okay. So I thought, you know, I would try to life hack this. And so I found this article from Man Repeller. Do you guys read that in the UK?
No.
Lizzie? I don't know.
No, I don't really in Long Beach. It's just
yeah, I don't think anyone reads it. It was maybe it's just a New York thing, but whatever. It's like super popular. But anyway, so Man Repeller, I didn't look on Man Repeller. I just searched like, you know, how easiest celebrities to get to answer you on social media.
Oh, okay.
So then I found this Man Repeller article and it was like, you know, it's called I Spent 24 Hours DMing celebrities and you'll never guess who responded. It's from February of last year, pretty recent, so you'd think it was pretty up to date. She DM'd people like Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, way too big. This girl had her sights yeah. like Rihanna sights set way too high. But she said Spencer Pratt answered her.
Oh.
And she wrote like a really weird random thing to him, like, "Hi Spencer, did you know bees can fly higher than Mount Everest? Inspiring." And he just wrote back, "Dang." So I was like, okay, well, I'll like obviously start there. So I'm just pulling up my Instagram. I want to be accurate about.
You saying you DM'd Spencer?
Yeah, I DM'd Spencer Pratt. And let's see. Well, my brother's name is Spencer too. So I was like, oh, obviously that's an in, you know, he'll probably answer me when I say that. So I wrote, "Hey Spencer, my brother's name is Spencer too." So this was a little bit of a trickery on my part because I know he loves crystals. So I thought I would like play into his interests, get him with my brother. So I said, "Hey Spencer, my brother's name is Spencer too. So I could trust your opinion. As a crystal advocate, are there any crystals you think are especially powerful for the for pandemic related boredom?" He never answered.
Oh.
So yeah, I started with him. I mean, I DM'd Jake Gyllenhaal because why not? I tried John Krasinski about Some Good News, the YouTube thing he's doing. Didn't answer. Then I DM'd Snoop Dogg and I was like, when this is all over, my first stop is a karaoke bar to rap Drop It Like It's Hot. Didn't even read it. Then I DM'd the girl from the new Mindy Kaling show, the star of it. I thought, like, she's young and not that famous yet. Maybe she would answer me. So I just wrote, you're so awesome and never have I ever. Didn't answer. Didn't even read it either. Then I was, like, kind of done because I was like, no one's answering me. But I tried one more. I tried John Mayer because he put in his story that there's this funny show on Netflix called Middle Ditch and Schwartz, which is really funny. It's like an improv show with these two guys, and I do recommend it. John Mayer's so funny anyway. But so I just DM'd him and I was like, thanks for recommending Middle Ditch and Schwartz. I loved it. Didn't answer. So that was it. Even though I did my research, still didn't get any answers.
Well, I'm genuinely impressed with the thoroughness with which you approached the talk.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You read articles.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I mean, you try and don't succeed.
So I too set my sights high in the beginning. I was emailing Ben Affleck, like DMing him, like, because we saw the
you
way back.
You emailed him?
No, I DM'd him. I emailed him to say, please DM me back. To be like, loved your movie. Zac Efron never responded. Yeah.
And Christy went to middle school with him.
What?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
No.
Oh, no, but the girl you knew did. The girl you knew.
I knew a girl of a girl that went to middle school with him. Not enough to get a response.
Fine, whatever.
Christy Teigen, you know, the big celebs. I would never DM Jake Gyllenhaal because I don't want it to, if something does ever happen between us, I don't want him to go back and be like, oh, you were this like huge weird fan, you know?
Okay, I didn't act weird to him. I just said I loved the song that you, the quarantine song you wrote. That's all I said. That just shows appreciation.
Okay, so then I was like, all right, I gotta hack this. So then I started kind of reaching towards like the lower reality stars, but I was like, I can't just like mm-hmm. do these whatever lines that no one's gonna respond to. So I started just messaging everyone, hey, been a while, how are you doing?
Stop. That is creative.
Then they feel guilted because they're like, oh god, do I know her?
Exactly.
Right.
It didn't work, but I thought that was super clever and I did try it a handful of times. So that, do I know you? I could just be like, no, it's just been a while since I've seen you on the show. I just want to make sure things are well. I had a whole plan.
Oh, wait, can you say who some of them were?
So like one was a little too big. Devin Sawa from Casper.
Oh my God.
You know him, Lily?
Yes.
Yeah,
of course. What, me?
No, I said Lily.
Now and then?
Oh, Lizzie. I'm sorry, Lizzie.
Course. Yeah, of course.
I don't know who that is, but I will.
You would. There's got to be like one movie you've seen with him.
He was, damn, Christy, if I had asked a Devin Sawa question, you would have won the American 90s pop culture.
It's true.
Yeah, I've never seen this man in my entire life.
Wow.
But like one, for example, was Mark from Love is Blind.
Oh,
I thought he'd be perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I would think he would like try to hit on you for sure.
Didn't work.
Been really strategic. There,
I'm older. I'm blonde. I'm just like,
yeah.
You like to feed wine to dogs.
That one, what we don't have in common. So let's hear your success story.
Oh well.
Oh wait, sorry. The last one was Chris.
Did she lie?
Brother.
Wait, who? Sorry.
Chris Evans.
Zac Efron's brother. Oh.
Scott.
Wow.
That's another one. He has like a Twitter like check mark or an Instagram check mark. He only had 149,000 followers. I thought he was a shoo-in. Okay, Lizzie.
No, I've bottled out because I was going to make a big joke because Lily's
mom. Oh my God.
Lily's mom DM'd me this week and that was it. And it made me.
She did.
Karen did.
Karen.
No, so, but to be honest, I haven't actually put any effort in like you guys did, and I didn't even do, I did a bit of drunk DMing the other night, from what I can see from the evidence, but it's one of those things where you just react to someone's stories, you don't even know what you were reacting to.
Oh, yeah. So,
But I did. I tell you what I did do. I made, and this is so unlike me, I cooked a recipe from Chrissy Teigen's Instagram, and it was incredible.
Oh, the carbonara?
Yes, the strawberry?
Carbonara. Oh. It looks so good.
Did I talk about that before?
No, I'm just also an avid follower of her Instagram stories. Happy birthday, Miles.
Oh my gosh.
With all the animals that they had around.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, which wasn't social distancing, as Christy pointed out.
Okay. Fair enough. But Christy, I also wanted to make the Jell-O filled cupcakes.
Oh, did you make those? Jell-O filled?
Yeah, that. Well, I think you call it pudding or something.
Yeah, like cream filled.
Well, yeah, which she made at home, but I couldn't. Oh, long story short, I went to the supermarket at 8 a.m. and I couldn't find the necessary ingredients. So I bought some whiskey instead to make picklebacks. And then when I came home, Adam was like, you went to the supermarket at 8 a.m. to buy whiskey. And I was like, yeah, I realized that's now not a good look. And then I had the picklebacks and guess what it reminded me of?
McDonald's.
No, us being in the Hog's Breath in New York.
Oh,
that's Hog's Breath?
Yeah, we went really there. Fun. I've got a video.
What's of you. Hog's Breath?
It was a
bar we went
bar
to.
We went to.
Oh,
the girl, the bartender was super nice. Breath. She liked us a lot.
Oh, the Hog Pit. Whatever it's called.
Yeah, the Hog Pit. The
it
hog
was after you'd gone to see Jake Gyllenhaal in a play, and I took myself to the Book of Mormon instead.
This was almost process. This time last year, plus or minus a few weeks.
This was like June.
Yeah, but we're in mid-May.
Oh, my God. Holy cow. What in the world? I was like, June is 6 months ago. Wow.
So, Lizzie, we haven't really talked about how things are going for you in London.
Not a lot. The weather's really good. I just made a pavlova.
I saw that.
But it didn't
that looks very so well. Good.
It looked good.
Yeah, well, then it all stuck to the paper. But yeah, I mean, I literally have nothing to report. Oh, apart from we went into a pub on Friday.
I wanted to ask
I saw
you
that.
Yeah. So it was takeaway only, and you could bring any like container to be filled up. And anyway, I was working all afternoon on Friday and I wasn't paying much attention. Then I came out into the kitchen and Adam had basically assembled like empty milk cartons, empty orange juice cartons. Some,
oh my God.
Bottles I had from an event. And we walked down to the pub and, oh my God, it felt like, I don't know, it felt like heaven. It was like one in, one out. So it was our turn. So we walked in and we had the pub all to ourselves and we could talk to the barman and we ordered beer and he filled up the milk cartons. And then we had to, you can't stay there. And so we had to take it and we took it to the park and we sat in the park and it was incredible.
Oh, that looks so nice.
What a fun idea.
Should we have another challenge for next week?
Okay, so
I am an accountability coach now professionally. So
what's our challenge for next week? Because I didn't really succeed this week.
Yeah, you didn't really try, so I feel like you should. I feel like you should have to.
We just carry on with this. I should just make this a running theme because the minute someone hits a load like Chrissy Teigen, it's gonna go off on this podcast.
Yeah, it's gonna go viral. Okay, fine. Let's keep doing it. Okay. I'll get there.
Okay. Okay, so the first challenge is to just get a response. And then after that, if someone manages to do that, the next challenge is to get a celebrity to guest on this podcast with us.
Okay, oh, and then the third challenge after that is to try to get them to ask you out on a date.
Wow.
You.
I mean, if a celebrity asked one of you out on a date, I would hope that Jed and Adam would be understanding and let you go.
Yeah, I'd still go.
I don't know. I think it depends on the celebrity.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
Spencer of course. If Spencer asked me out on a date, I'm not going, by the
no,
way.
No, for sure. Totally.
But if it was like
I'm talking Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Jake Gyllenhaal asked me out on a date, I'd be like, no, but you should try my friends.
That's so nice of you.
I know.
So
I
would, nice.
I would do that for you guys.
Wait, Lizzie, who is your celeb crush?
Zac
Efron.
Every day.
Wow, yeah. We all have great. That in common.
I know.
Specifically when he was in The Greatest Showman.
That was good.
It would be great if we could get.
Were you worried about him when he almost died?
Yeah, very
worried. Recently. Do you find him as attractive now with the blonde hair?
No, he's better with brown hair.
Yeah. Do you ever watch his new YouTube show where he like trains with other celebrities?
No, but I tell you what I did watch is We Are Your Friends.
Oh, I've seen that with Emirata.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I only watched it because, do you remember when she was at Halloween? Heidi Klum's Halloween?
Yeah, you love talking about that.
Wait, hold on. I watched We Are Your Friends with Christy's dad.
What?
Why?
Kidding. Me and Christy started watching it at her house in Riverside with her dad, and Christy like fell asleep, I think. So just me and George watched it.
Sounds about right.
How are the sex scenes?
Yeah, I know. It was like not an appropriate movie.
That's hilarious.
Oh, George. I forgot about that.
Do you guys think celebs must have finstas, right? Fake instas.
Yes.
They can just like talk to their friends.
Definitely.
And they're all on that app called Raya for dating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love
that
to
could
get
be
on
our next goal is get Christy on Raya. Surely Zara
could. Oh my God.
Yeah. If I asked her, I think she could probably get me on there.
Yeah.
Get on there.
Do you think that's active right now? Like how other apps, like they're really trying to just get to know each other virtually. Do you think celebrities are doing the same on Raya?
Yeah, they're probably going to the secret dinner parties.
That's There's only true. One way to find out. Get Zara to get you on Raya, and then you can
get on it.
And this would make some incredible podcast content. So I think you owe it.
It really would. Take a note from Eleanor's book.
I've been DMing
and do it for
celebs
the pod.
Nonstop all week. What have you been doing, Lizzie?
Sorry, I've been I've been making Pavlova and Chrissy Teigen's miso carbonara.
Did you tag her in the post?
I didn't post about it because it didn't look great. It just tasted great.
I feel like that's all that counts.
Oh, wow. And on that note, we end the podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.